The Wisconsin Nurses Association is asking for the state's 80,000 registered nurses to contact lawmakers in support of Medicaid expansion called for under the Affordable Care Act. The group's director, Gina Denick-Champion, says if Badger Care eligibility is tightened, more people could go without health care because they don't have the money to pay for it. The governor wants Badger Care limited to those at 100% of the federal poverty level.
When we look at who those folks are, they are, you know, making no more than $11,500 a year. And there's a lot of those folks. And not sure how they would be able to afford a premium and how they'd be able to afford any deductibles and copay.
The Walker administration predicts 93% of former Badger Care recipients will buy private insurance from an online marketplace that may or may not be ready this fall. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau said in a report it's likely fewer low-income people would actually purchase coverage. Denick-Champion says many will get care at the ER where they can't be turned away, with costs passed on to everyone else.
The ongoing cycle of emergency room, hospital, back to the community, no care in the community, and I can just see the cost of health care just really skyrocketing.
26 states, some of them led by Republican governors, are expanding Medicaid with the understanding the federal government will pay 90% of costs the first 3 years. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.